At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, November 22nd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the first of two Maction matchups tonight, a doubleheader in Maction. Yes, that's right. We have Tuesday night football, and this is the regular season finale for these Maction foes. Looking to the first game tonight in Maction, 7 o'clock, we are looking at Bowling Green visiting Ohio. This game is currently listed as Ohio, a 6.5-point home favorite, with a total of 55. Now, going into this matchup, both teams are playing pretty good football right now. Bowling Green is 6-5. They've won 4 of their last 5 games. They're just coming off a shocking win over Toledo, beating Toledo 42-35 as a 14.5-point road dog. Meanwhile, Ohio has been one of the best teams in MAC all season long. They're 8-3. They've won 6 straight. They just beat Ball State 32-18, easily covering as a 3.5-point road favorite. Now, we've seen in this matchup is some liability toward the dog, Bowling Green. Ohio opened as around a 7-point home favorite. Some shops even open a little bit higher, Ohio minus 7.5. And the public is saying, hey, give me Ohio at home, great record. They've been great all year long. 73% of bets are backing Ohio here, laying the points. However, what's the market telling us? The line is going toward Bowling Green. Even though you're getting 3 out of 4 bets on Ohio, you've actually seen this line fall now to Ohio minus 6.5. So you got to take a step back, ask yourself, hey, why is this line falling toward Bowling Green if everyone's betting Ohio? Why are the odds makers giving out a better number to the public when they're already on Ohio to begin with? Well, I think there's a couple reasons. Number one, some respected money coming in on Bowling Green, causing this reverse line movement in their favor. Number two, Maction dogs have been really good. And part of the reason why Maction is so fun to sweat throughout the week and so unpredictable is that you do get a lot of these volatile results. You get some upsets. So Maction dogs this year, they've been barking loud, 29-12 against the spread, 71%. But the third reason is also a big injury to monitor here. The Ohio quarterback, Curtis Rourke, who is one of the best quarterbacks in Maction, he's thrown for 25 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions. He left the last game, didn't play the second half because of a knee injury. So going into this matchup, Curtis Rourke, the star quarterback, probably the best quarterback in Maction, is questionable for this game. So this is one of those Twitter injury monitor games. Again, one suggestion I would have is actually TweetDeck. TweetDeck is a variation of Twitter. And if you're able to sit in front of your computer here, TweetDeck basically is TweetDeck.com. You can curate your Twitter feed into multiple columns. And you can just put in a column, Curtis Rourke, with a K, K-U-R-T-I-S-R-O-U-R-K-E. And then you'll get updates. As soon as anyone tweets about Curtis Rourke, you'll get information here whether he's in or out. So if he's out, you probably expect this line to maybe even fall further. If he's in, maybe you see this line creep back up to 7. If he doesn't go, C.J. Harris, the backup, would get the start here. But looking toward Bowling Green, that's a lean for me, 6.5. I'm also interested, do we creep back up to 7? Do we stay at 6.5? If you like Bowling Green, shop around. You might be able to find kind of a random 7 out there from a square book, but most of these books across the market are 6.5. But you're contrarian with Bowling Green, only getting 27% of bets in a heavily bet game. Also, you look at a bad ATS, good ATS. So Bowling Green is only 4-6-1 against the spread. Ohio is 8-3 against the spread. So typically the public says, hey, give me the team that covers a lot versus the team that doesn't. But as a value-driven market-based bettor, I actually like to bet on the teams that don't cover as much against teams that do cover a lot, because that is a buy low, sell high sort of situation there. Also, you look at the total here. Looks like some money to the under. That's interesting, because if you look at both of these teams, they're 7-4 to the over. They've both been over teams this year. However, this total has fallen. It opened at around 56. You've now seen it get down to 55. I see a couple shops even juiced up to the under 55, under minus 115. So we might see this thing fall a little further down to 54.5. That's notable because 60% of bets are on the over. And, you know, they're saying, hey, these teams have gone over a lot. Let's just ride another over here. However, only 40% of bets are on the under, but the under's taking into account 64% of the money. So that tells me you have a little bit low bets, higher dollars, respected money leaning under here. In terms of weather, should be a nice night in Ohio. It's going to be clear weather, it's going to be cold, about 35 degrees, but kind of moderate winds, only around 5 miles per hour. But definitely keep an eye on the status of Ohio quarterback Curtis Rourke. And it does look like some respected money on Bowling Green dropping this line in their favor, along with a little bit of a drop here toward the total. And it looks like some respected money on this under.
Best of the rest.
For best of the rest, we're going to look toward the second game of this Maction doubleheader tonight, Ball State and Miami, Ohio. Now, this is a big game for both teams because both teams are 5-6. And as you all know, you need 6 wins to get a bowl game here. So I think you're going to get a great effort out of both these teams looking to get a postseason bowl game. Again, both sitting at 5-6. But both these teams, 5-6 record, but they're trending in opposite directions. So currently you see this line, Miami, Ohio, as a 3-point home favorite with a total of 44.5, or 44, depending on what book you're looking at. But as I mentioned, same record, but trending in opposite directions. Ball State has lost 3 of their last 4 games. They just lost to Ohio 30-18, didn't even come close to covering as a 3.5-point home dog. Meanwhile, Miami, Ohio, they've won 2 of their last 3, and they just had a big upset win over Northern Illinois, 29-23, as a 1-point road dog. Now, in terms of the spread, it's pretty much a line freeze. We haven't really seen much movement whatsoever. Miami, Ohio opened as a 3-point home favorite. They're pretty much staying right there at -3. However, if you do look at the juice, there might be a slight lean to Ball State. Basically, the juice, a lot of bettors just say, hey, the juice is kind of the tax, the commission, the vig or vigorish, which if you're ever doing pub trivia, the vig is a German word for the takeout or basically the amount you have to pay the book. It's kind of like a commission in the old ways of old Europe. But basically, it's not just what you have to pay the book, but also lets you know which way the wind is blowing. So I do see some books at Ball State +3. At -115, so it's interesting to see, will we get down to 2.5 anytime you're on a key number? Next one was really critical here. So if we see across the board all these threes fall to 2.5, what we would call painted across the board means that every book is at the same number, because most of these are all threes. Or do we see it stay at 3, or maybe even creep up to 3.5? To me, the next move is really critical, especially when you're on a key number, because the books there's a lot of money to win or lose if you move off a key number here. So I'm really waiting out the next move. However, if you look at Miami, Ohio, they are getting 64% of bets, which is a slight public play here, but they're taking into account 77% of the money. So you do have a little bit low bets, higher dollars here on Miami, Ohio. If you're looking at Miami, Ohio to just win the game on the money line, that could interest me a little bit. You're around -145 as long as you don't see this thing creep back down to Ball State. But Ball State would have the edge offensively. They're averaging 24 points a game versus 21 for Miami, Ohio. But Miami, Ohio has the big edge defensively. They're only giving up 23 points a game versus 28 for Ball State. Also, look at the total. Line freeze or little liability to the under. You did open 44.5. You're either still 44.5 or some books have fallen to 44. So that's notable because 74% of bets are on the over. The public says, hey, this is a low total of 44.5, 44. Remember, the game we just talked about, Bowling Green, Ohio, that's a 55 total. So it's a lower number. Again, Maxion's crazy. You get a lot of unpredictable results here. Let's sweat an over tonight. That's what the public's saying with 3 out of 4 bets on the over. Yet the line has either stayed the same or fallen. Typically, if you're getting, 75, 74% of bets on the over, 3 out of 4 bets, you'd probably see the odds makers adjust this line upwards to mitigate their risk. But it looks like the books are taking a position here on this under. Maybe you get a low scoring game with both teams. Maybe playing, conservative or with a bowl game on the line. Maybe you don't take as many chances. Maybe we get a lower scoring game here. Both teams have been under teams this year, both 8-3 to the under. I do lean a little bit under in this one. And in terms of the weather, it's going to be about 40 degrees, but a little bit windier here, Miami, Ohio. The wind's going to be a little bit more around 5 to 10 miles an hour versus the Ohio game we talked about, which is a little bit lower on 5 miles per hour. But again, where do we go off this 3? Really no movement whatsoever. The next move is going to be critical. And also, do we still see this thing continue to fall? Is there any late buyback to the over? That's what I'll be monitoring here in the second game of our Maxion doubleheader between Ball State and Miami, Ohio. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, I'm going to go to the NHL. And I'm going to play one game here. I'm going to play the Montreal Canadiens, Les Habitants. There's only 2 games tonight, and I'm going to go Montreal in this one. Number one, kind of a short price on Montreal. Montreal at home against the Buffalo Sabres is a 7 p.m. game. It's only Montreal -115. So it's kind of a decent number here. You're basically just paying a juice price. You did see some shops that were down around -110 creep up to around -115. So a little bit of line movement here toward Montreal. This is a kind of which way are you trending for me kind of bet, because Montreal 4-2 their last 6 games. They've played pretty well. Buffalo is in a really bad spot. They've lost 8 straight games. They've given up a ton of goals. Overall, Montreal is 9-8-1. Buffalo is 7-11. You also look at home road splits. Montreal is 6-4 at home. Buffalo is just 3-5 on the road. Montreal is also 2-0 as a favorite. Buffalo is 5-8 as a dog. So basically, the home favorite profitable for Montreal, and they're the home favorite tonight. Buffalo, bad as a road team and a dog, and they're the road dog tonight. But also, it's also a system match play for me. So hockey, as maybe you've heard me talk before, as a contrarian bettor, there's really no contrarian value in hockey. It's not a heavily bet sport enough, so I don't really even look at percentages. They're real, they're legit, but because it's a low bet sport compared to the other sports, if you see a team getting 70%, my initial inclination is, hey, let's bet against them. Let's bet against the public. More often than not, the public loses. Let's take the team getting 30%. But in hockey, because it's such a low bet sport, that's 70%, maybe a majority of respected bettors who bet hockey on a daily basis. So throwaway percentages, look at line movement, look at betting system. So another reason I like Montreal is I have a few betting system matches here. If you look at favorites off a win this season, Montreal is coming off a win their last time out. They beat the Philadelphia Flyers 5-4 as a minus 130 favorite. But favorites off a win, pretty good this year. 62%, 94-58. You'll get a rested favorite off a win. So this is if you have at least 3 days off between your last game. Both these teams' rest is pretty much even. They last played on the 19th. But a rested favorite off a win. At least 3 days between games, you're a favorite. You're expected to win, and you're coming off a win. 24-13, 65% this year. Another system I have is a home favorite off a win versus an opponent off a loss. It's kind of a ride the hot team, bet against the team that's struggling. 32-18, 64% this year. So with these three good system matches, with a kind of a short number here, a little bit of movement toward Montreal, better team, playing better recently, better at home and as a favorite, Buffalo bad as a road team and as a dog, I'm going Montreal. Let's go Les Canadiens, minus 115 at the Bell Center. I'm sweating Montreal, even though I'm a Bruins fan. Let's go Montreal tonight, minus 115. For my other Josh's sweat of the night, I gotta give you a college basketball sweat because we got a lot of college hoops plays tonight. So I'm going to take you to the Sun Belt, a game that not a lot of attention is on from the betting public, but that's okay because it looks like sharps have taken notice of this game. It's a 6 p.m. game. It's a little bit earlier of a start here in the Sun Belt between Tennessee Martin and Arkansas State. Now, I'm going on the money line, Arkansas State, minus 160 to win the game. So right off the bat, line movement toward Arkansas State. Arkansas State actually opened around a minus 2.5 point home favorite. We've seen them get bet up to -3 or -3.5. Now, to me, all line moves are meaningful. Not every line move is going to win, obviously, but line moves are meaningful because they're driven by respected bettors, and respected money moves numbers. The public doesn't move numbers. So line moves are always meaningful. Again, they don't always win, but they're meaningful. And to me, they're even more meaningful when you have really low bet games that the public maybe even doesn't know about, doesn't care about. It isn't a sexy matchup. No one woke up today a couple days before Thanksgiving and said, you know what, I got to bet Tennessee Martin and Arkansas State. No, the public is just not really into this game. It's one of the lowest bet games in terms of ticket counts today in college basketball, but it's taking in some respected money. So that tells me pros have targeted this one. Arkansas State, again, has that line move in their favor. What I like about this one for Arkansas State, aside from a low bet game with a line move, is also KenPom. KenPom has Arkansas State projected to win by 5 points. He's projecting them to win 74-69. So if he's got them projected to win by five, game opens 2.5, we're up to 3 or 3.5. You could say, hey, I could lay the points here and still be within that KenPom edge. But to me, I like to go money line on these short numbers. Like, I don't really like to go much higher than this, minus 160, minus 170. Again, if you're higher than that, you might as well just take the points and save the juice. But crazy things happen in college basketball. You get, fouling at the end, three-pointers. Again, you can have volatile end results. So to me, this is a hashtag win the game type of game for me for Arkansas State. Again, KenPom has them winning by five. The line is moving in their favor. KenPom has them ranked higher, 276 versus 298. Also, home road splits are meaningful to me in this one. Tennessee Martin is 0-3 on the road. Arkansas State is 2-0 at home. So Tennessee Martin has struggled on the road. Arkansas State is undefeated at home. You're going to lean on the defense of Arkansas State. They're only giving up 62 points a game versus 73 for Tennessee Martin. Also a rest advantage for Arkansas State. I know they're college kids. I know the season just started. So rest to me is more with professional teams, you know, deeper into a season. But you do have a rest advantage. Arkansas State last played the 18th. Tennessee Martin last played the 20th. And Arkansas State is coming off a loss here, their last time out. So when you're coming off a loss and you've had a bunch of days between your last game, that tells me that, hey, your coach is probably riding you pretty tough to get back in the win column here. And you've had to sit and stew on that loss. So to me, that's kind of a good bounce back spot, hopefully, for Arkansas State. So we have a line move in a really obscure game. Tell me respected bettors hit Arkansas State as soon as this line opened. We have a KenPom edge. He's projecting him to win by five. Right now, the line is 3, 3.5. And we have a good home road split here with a higher ranked team based on the KenPom analytics. So give me money line. Arkansas State, the Red Wolves. Another pub trivia. What's the mascot of Arkansas State? The Red Wolves. Let's get it done. At home, Red Wolves, -160 on the money line. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, November 22nd. Reminder, if you're looking for more VSiN content, information, best bet picks, advice, data, analytics, everything we can do to help you to win your bet, go to VSiN.com/newsletter. Sign up for our daily newsletter. You can become a member of VSiN.com/subscribe. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy your Tuesday. We have Maction. We have college basketball. We have NBA. We have NHL. And also, if you're looking for an update on today's numbers, check out the Market Insights podcast. It's the second podcast I do, a longer form pod where we really dive deep into the numbers, give you updates. It comes out around 3 p.m. Check out the Market Insights podcast later today. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Tuesday. Hopefully you can cash some tickets today. As a wise man once said, the godfather of VSiN, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.